again, people. Just imagine what a beautiful world it would be if there was no more war. No more war, no more killing, no more coronavirus. What a beautiful world. Just let's imagine that world. Imagine the world where there's no coronavirus. I mean, what a beautiful world. So, folks, we're back again. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, the CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. And we're going to be talking again with Miss Lynette. It was a short time a while ago, but it was so juicy and nice. So we have to bring her back. We definitely have to bring her back on this side. So, folks, tonight we're going to be talking about Jamaica herbal medicine. A healing home remedy, you should know. So these are remedies and bush where every Jamaican woman, especially them in our country, should have. Right? So join me, 661-467-2407, to join the show and to interact with us. Press 1 on your keypads. So already I see my board lighting up, and I know that things are going on tonight because our special guest, Miss Lynette, is going to tell us about all of these bushes and what the bushes are good for. And I know some people are going to be calling in and asking questions about, you know, specific bushes. But again, joining me is my co-host and Dr. Ev, and I'm going to open her mic. So, Dr. Ev.
It's wonderful. As usual, it's wonderful to be in your presence, as usual. I really like our show topic tonight, you know, the healing medicines, because when we think about Jamaica and growing up, because we can afford to go to a doctor where we have a problem, we have to find the cures and all of them things there. So I think this is really interesting that you have a show like this so we could kind of showcase all the medicinal thing. Them, now everybody is discovering have some real medicinal value. So, I love it.
Yeah. And that is true, because as a child, I can't remember going to the doctor when I was a child, because, for us, it wasn't, it's just you get some bush tea, and because everything Jamaicans, every sickness you have, Jamaicans, you get some tea. You want. Sometimes when you drink the tea, you feel better, because it's not just in your head. The healing is for real, because we witnessed that as Jamaican kids. So tonight our guest is no other than the lady who knew about the bushes, Miss Lynette. So Miss Lynette, go and start the things there tonight. So Miss Lynette, we have a few bushes that we want to talk about, and we want to hear what you know about them and what they're good for. So the first bush we're going to be looking at. We're going to be looking at the aloe vera, or we call it the single Bible.
Single Bible. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what's single Bible good for?
Mm-hmm. The first thing with the single Bible, you know, children, especially in the country part, they go barefooted, and when the book they throw and it cut, we just get the single Bible and tie it on it, and it heal it quick. We never run to any doctor. And the other thing again, you can wash it, cut it, and boil it, and drink it. It clean you out, and you feel light and nice. Yes, that is about the aloe vera.
Okay. So you don't know about any other use for it, because I know that we used to put it on, like when children suck finger and won't stop. Once you have sucked your finger, you just rub some single Bible on it. Especially that yellow looking thing that come out of the stem.
Yes, definitely, girl, you get it.
Okay. So another is the dog blood.
Well, the dog blood, now it's another medication, but I really don't know much about the dog blood. But it was good anyway. You take it and you make tea. And if you have any stomach ache, you put a little ginger root and you boil it and you just drink a little like a tea.
Okay.
You used to put it with the French. They have one that smells sweet in America here. They use it as ingredients. One that is that smells so sweet. If you have a stomach problem, you just get a little piece and boil it with a piece of ginger root, and that's it.
Okay. Mm. Somebody just reminded me that another use for the dog blood bush or dog the tea is like when a woman has painful period pains.
Yes.
They would
yes.
boil it and drink it. So you know about that too, Miss Lynette?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. So Dr. Ev, help me out here. With like the dog blood. Somebody asked me what the dog blood look like. So help me out here.
The dog blood is like it has a little bark, huh? Go ahead, ma'am.
Go ahead,
a vine, like a vine. Grew on the tree, at the trees.
Okay, so it runs on the tree.
Yes.
So what part of it do you use?
The leaf.
I'm made to understand that it has some little berries. Some little berries. When you squeeze them, they splash out looking like, you know, red dye. So
yes, it's coming like syrupy. But you can, the little boys, those and syrupy, you can suck them and they're sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, they're
okay.
Greenish,
yes.
And when they start out with a little flower like that grow like into a little bean. The same thing on the syrupy.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that the syrupy also have a pod. It's like it's not a bean. It kind of shaped a little bit different. But when you open up that little pod, there are red little seeds inside of it. We usually suck them,
mm-hmm.
and they're sweet.
Yes.
And the same with the dog blood. It's kind of a little bit different. It kind of have a little look like leaf of life in a way, but not thick and beefy like that. You know, it has some serrated edges with the little beak.
Okay. So that's the dog blood. You know, Miss Lynette just talked about mentioned something about the sweet ones that are sold in the sweet ones that is sold in America. You know, a lot of these bushes in Jamaica that we take for granted are now being processed and sold for a lot of money online, because all of these bushes, if you go online and look them up, you'll see these bushes, and those were the very same. Some of them we used to use them as sweet yard.
Mm-hmm.
We used to use them as sweet yard, like all the rosemary.
You call that one broomweed too, and the rosemary, and that can boil baths. If you know, you can put it in bath when you're going to bed. If you have any scratches on your skin, you can use it in there.
Yeah.
And surely the piece of aloe vera in there too.
Uh-huh, good for the skin. And also with the dog blood too, the dog blood is one very potent medicine, because like if you have it benefits women a lot, and it's for fertility. It helps with fertility. Like a lot of people have blocked fallopian tubes, they usually do the dog blood as well. And some people say it's good for AIDS too as well. You know, it definitely is a fertility bush. So if you want to have children, they say you drink a lot of dog blood.
Okay. Okay. So So as I was saying, you know, these bushes are sold because I've gone and looked for these bushes online, and they have turned them into powders. They have squeezed the juice from them and bottled them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been sold for a lot of money, and we in Jamaica take these things for granted and sell out with birthright.
The thing with aloe vera too. Remember in Jamaica, the gravest disease we used to have is consumption.
Uh-huh.
And then you go in the hospital, you see the screen off. You can know that you don't go that way because that's a consumption area. And it's the same aloe vera they use to cure it.
Okay.
Yes, they call it TB. That was the bodies we never have enough cholesterol, this and all that. That was the body sickness we never have heard that earlier on.
Because consumption, when they say you drink out of your own mug.
Flex bar and turf looks complex.
Yeah, when you have that, you're going down the hill. If you don't take care of it, you're going down the hill. Quick.
Dr. Ev, what was that you said a while ago? I hear something about flux and
the complexion. consumption.
Okay.
Yeah, well, TB. Yeah, I mean, that's some of the, and I think this is where Jamaicans really got creative with the bush. And as you mentioned before, when we look at some of these bush, I can remember our yard was best kept with broomweed. We are used broomweed, a sweet yard, which was some potent medicine. Now it's been researched for medicinal benefit. But we usually use a sweet yard. And now it's being held as the medicine it is. Guinean weed is another thing. Again, we usually use a lot of it to burn and run away mosquito. Now, that is a prostate cancer. They're doing research on it for prostate cancer. So as you rightly said, there is so many bushes that we took for granted that high society people would never even would turn up their nose on because this was really, and thank God for the Rasta man too, because he was health conscious in the community, and Granny would pass all of these knowledge down to the children. Unfortunately, a lot of this is not passed down anymore. Everybody reach for a buckle of pill and stuff like that. When we were growing, it was not so. So, it's a good thing that you're having this program. So younger people are listening to it for coming on also, you get the older heads coming on and passing on this information. It's just, I think this is a massive.
The good little peppermint.
Go ahead.
The goodly peppermint is another one too.
Okay. Tell us about peppermint, because I love that
one. Peppermint, good for gas. You just boil it and you drink it. Very nice. And it's for gas.
Okay. A morning time, when you're going to school, when you're going to school and you get like a tea, like a peppermint tea to bust the gas, and you belch.
Yeah, man.
Bust the gas and you're going to school. So peppermint. And I go to Home Depot and I see peppermint. The plants are peppermint. You pay one little plant for $6 and something.
Mm-hmm.
One little something.
Yes.
Where you can almost broke off a sprig and stick it in the ground and it grows.
Yes.
We as Jamaicans, we are rich. The bushes that we have here, it's the healing for the nation, healing of the nation, and we take it so lightly. Because gone are the days when we remember growing up and drinking these bushes and We never know the amount. We never know the amount. We never measure anything. We just throw in bush in the pot and boil up and we drink. We never know. We never measure out anything, but we survive. Mm-hmm. And these bushes today, as I said before, they are now being processed and sold.
Yes.
So for the younger people who are listening, you might not be aware of it because now is everything, you just take a pill. Everything, you just
yes.
take a pill. You feel mm-hmm. your head hurt, you take a pill. When my head used to hurt, my dad used to use Guinean weed and tie on to it. And that Guinean weed
yes.
root was so...
Tuna.
Right. And
tuna.
Right. And
yeah, man,
when the tuna... Right, Miss Lynette, when let the water come out of the tuna, then you know your headache starts.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that true, Miss Lynette?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You warm it. You split it and warm it and just mm-hmm. tie it around your forehead. That's it.
Goodness. Mm-hmm. You see,
yeah,
everything now we run to the doctor. So, all right, let's continue, people. This is the CRS Radio, the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. And we're talking to Miss Lynette, who knows so much about these bushes. Now, Miss Lynette, we're going to be talking about the chaney root.
Chaney root as a tonic.
It's a tonic.
Chaney root and sarsaparilla. Yeah, you chaney root, sarsaparilla, and you put a little Mary. You know that one, marijuana.
Oh, the marijuana.
Yeah, man. Yes, with a little of that in there, and that is the real tonic.
Okay.
Real tonic. You could use it by itself, and you put a little guinea
mm-hmm.
in there, and you mm-hmm. put it. You dig the hurt and put it underneath it, and when
yeah,
you take
yeah.
it out, wash it off. You have to be careful when you open it, because if you open it in a rush and shake it before you open it, everything come out with the strength.
Yes,
man, and when you drink a spoon of that, you're good.
So one question to you, Miss Lynette. The tonic, they sound
mm-hmm.
like it bad, right? It sound like it bad.
Yeah,
so is that the one
yes.
them use as the front end lifter?
Well, likely, but you know, you can't explore everything.
Okay. So,
yes.
so Miss Lynette,
yeah,
you're talking about when you take the bottle out and shake it, you can't just shake it and open it like that because fermentation has taken place. So you have to take time and open it.
Mm-hmm. Right out. You have to just
mm-hmm.
take your time, open it, don't shake it up because you won't get any out of it.
Okay. And you take this now, Miss Lynette, or you take the chaney root, the tonic?
You take a spoon.
Like every day?
One spoonful. Yes, one spoonful is good. Can take it every morning if you want. Depends on how you feel. You want little extra purple. you use it. Yeah, plenty of these things, man. It's better than the chemical because it helps you and it kills you at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You
so
make
what about
little thing, man.
What about the Medina?
Well, I don't know much about the Medina.
Well, Dr. Ev probably can tell us about the Medina.
Yeah, I don't know much about that.
Medina now is... That's another of the most, well, we use a lot of Medina in Jamaica. When, I'm trying to just get back to my stuff here. When we are, let's see, let's continue. Here. The Medina now is, it is vascular disease, any kind of vascular disease and blood disease, kind of, is like a blood thinner. We use like garlic for the blood thinner, is the same thing like we use for the Medina as well. So
mm-hmm.
if those people have... any kind of thrombosis or anything like that, and they want them to thin out the blood. The Medina is good for that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we know that these bushes work because we have seen them. We have experienced it. We have experienced these bushes working. So we know that they work. So another very important one, Miss Lynette, is the guava leaf.
Yeah, man, the guava leaf and the cucumber leaf. Are those good for cold?
Okay.
Yes, those good for cold. I have a little cold and you take it, man, quick time. You get victory. And the soursop leaf now is good for the nerve. And we used to juice the soursop when we have it. That was the best drink we have in Jamaica, soursop.
The guava leaf also from the high blood pressure, just like the soursop too. The soursop is just like for the blood pressure. Now, soursop is one of those... one of those plants that is really aggressively being researched for the medicinal value. So, in Jamaica, as poor people, having access to some of these potent medicine, now that everybody is running and seeking after. I remember, like Sunday, every Sunday almost, you have to have soursop juice. Carrot juice or soursop juice. And as a child growing up, you go to the bush and you get some ripe soursop, or you get the soursop and you ripen it, and you're eating a whole soursop. I mean, it's marvelous. You know, there's some aspects we weren't able to have very expensive things, but you know what? In looking back, we had great medicine, which is natural medicine.
We don't need these expensive ones, no.
Mm-hmm. And you eat that soursop, it's not contraindicated with anything. You just, that if you eat a soursop, you will have this, so you have to get one out of medicine to counteract the bad thing. That gives you... When you eat a soursop, you're re-injecting life and vitality within your body. And, of course, in those times, you never have fertilizer. This all go wild most of the time. And you're getting the natural food.
Energy, everything.
Yes. That is so true, because I remember growing up, you know, we never used to sometimes wait until the soursop and make soursop juice. We used to just eat the soursop like that. And Miss Lynette, what about the heart, that little piece in the middle? What are some of the things that because the soursop is not it is as Dr. Ev said, it's one of those plants that is being now aggressively researched for its medicinal properties. And we know that it has a whole heap of medicinal properties. But tell us about that middle piece, the heart, we call it.
Yeah, man, that middle piece always there. And then you can just bite it. When you bite it, you just eat it like you're eating some piece of food.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the real thing, man. Everything in the soursop away from the outside. Because the outside, you have some little markers on it. And you clean it off. Everything else, try and get all the seed out of it, though, because you have the seeds in there. But everything else, vital important for the body, man.
Mm-hmm.
And then the leaf is good for the nerve.
Oh,
that
tea with the leaf is so delicious. But you remember, Ma, them use the soursop. What them say, you use the heart and not the soursop. What them usually use it in particular for? You remember?
They use it for anything else. And just eat up everything.
What do you keep it? Really pick it up.
Keep
it bed, man.
Pizza bed, pick me.
A piece of bed. It's a piece of bed. I think. It's another thing that I can't remember the name.
Come on, I used to, because we used to have this.
Galibier are good for that thing.
Yeah, but olive vera good for suck tongue, suck finger. But then rub the olive vera upon it and you make it so bitter. But the heart of the thing they are good for, the pizza bed.
Anyway, pizza bed.
Mm-hmm. Pizza bed picnic.
They have a thing and it grow on trees. And it's a pretty little yellow thing and it's soft. They call it vervine. That's good for the pizza bed.
Okay. So it's
vervine. When we were young and we're going to school, the boys, they always pick it and chew it on us. They love vine. When they pick it and chew it on us, that means they love we.
Oh, so it's a love bush. So people, you hear this, the love bush, that this little pink or orange looking vine that runs. I mean, it grows like it's so aggressive. It will cover everything. That's the love bush.
Wrap around the tree. Tie up wrap around the tree. Yes. Hmm. Yeah,
so
man,
that,
love vine.
That Miss Lynette said that goes for pizza bed. So. So you boil that, Miss Lynette, or you do that to you boil it in a tea,
you boil it,
because I know it's like a succulent plant where it has a lot of water in there, so I was wondering if they would squeeze it, but they boil it.
Yes, we boil it. You can even suck it if you want, but it's not so palatable.
Okay, and it surely
like we boil it.
We spoke about the Guinean weed. We touched on the Guinean weed a while ago. The Guinean weed also, Dr. Evie's one that is being researched now for its medicinal properties, right? And especially the root, you know, that when you pull it up, it has this cream-looking, sprangy root. Some piece of it are so thick, thick and woody. We touched on a few things about it, but tell us some more about what the Guinean, but you, Dr. Ev and Miss Evelyn, tell us what you know mostly about the Guinean, with apart from, I just saying it, the titan for your head and, you know, because I remember the shiny leaves, the leaves are dark green, shiny leaves. Mm-hmm. So tell us about the Guinean weed.
Well, Guinean weed, as I say, it stink, literally. Put a thing on sleep. It has a very stinky smell. It never goes higher than maybe about 12 inches, 13 inches. And I remember we had it like a fence, almost like to separate the you know, next door land from next door. But it's hardy too. It has a hardy stalk. It's not thick, but it's a hardy stalk. It almost reminds you of the same size of the broomweed. As a matter of fact, it's from the same family called Guinean weed and broomweed. They go about the same height. But the Guinean weed is a much broader leaf. And as I said, we usually use that a lot for running mosquito. Now, we had a lot of goats. And when the goat eat the Guinean weed, it comes out in the milk. And you taste the Guinean weed in the milk.
Yes. That is true. That is true. That I know as a fact. That is definitely true. I'm seeing the board well lit. The board is well lit. People, if you want to join in the conversation, just press 1 on your keypad and we'll see you. I see Auntie Martella. Auntie Martella, top of the night to you, girl. I see you. But Dr. Ev, as you rightly said, it come out in the milk. I remember my dad had cows, and when the cows eat the Guinean weed, the milk tastes bad. Milky and
very much so. I wonder if when these animals eat those weed, they were really medicating themselves. You know, one has to wonder that too. Because just like our dogs, when our dogs are sick, they go for certain plants in order also to help themselves. So I'm wondering if the animal knew this weed as a medicine.
And then they do. And the other one is the busy too. That is another good one. And the common goods, the common farm work, the men them, and they drink also. They used to use the bissy, take the bissy, make tea, and it pull everything out and make them way clear that when they get the test, they pass right through. man.
Go ahead. Okay, I was saying the busy, no house, no country home, you would go in and not find busy. Is either you find it grated already, or you find it in the pods, in the, what you call it, you know, it looks something like the pear seed, the avocado seed, pear in Jamaica, avocado in America. Mm-hmm. You would find it either dry. Go ahead.
Boil it, man, and put the coconut milk in there. Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow. Miss Lynette, you got the water.
It's really.
any house, any home you go to in Jamaica, in the countryside, the country areas, you would find that you have busy. Them either it's in a grated already, and it, probably in a pan, in a Milo pan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, find
them put it in the sun for dry.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
And so you also remember, sometimes we call it busy, but most people call it cola nut. Because I think that's what they used to also make coke, I'm not sure. But that's the cola nut, remember?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, because they use it as medicine, as I tell you, you know, the farmers, the men used to come and farm work, that they had to do tests and to make sure that they clean out first. When they drink it, they clean out.
So what that usually do, as they think, if they were smoking any kind of illicit drug, also, this would counteract
You have to take them, and you have to pass it. If it's in your system, then they turn you back.
Another use I know for the busy is for if you get poisoned.
Yes, I was going to say that.
Okay, go ahead and talk about that, Miss Lynette.
Yeah, man, you can either boil it or you grate it and you pound it. Make it come in like powder, and you can lick it in your hand. Put it in your hand, and you lick it. Yeah, man. Cut it quick. Anything you eat, and it's poisonous.
So, folks, I see you all line out on the board. Join the conversation. We have just a short time for this show still, but join the conversation. I know you're enjoying yourself, and we're talking to Miss Lynette, who knows a lot about the bush, and Dr. M also, who knows a lot about these bushes. So join us, ask the questions, man. We're here to answer them. We're not saying everything we're saying is correct, but from our own experiences of using these bushes back home, we know that they work for certain things. So if you're too black, you know, you can't use dark blood. If you have headache, you know you can use the Guinean weed root or the, which other one?
Tuna.
The tuna. Right? And, you know, if you have suck finger picnic and you want to stop suck them finger, you can just double a single Bible pan it or the aloe vera. We call it single Bible. I don't know where that name comes from, but it sounds good, single Bible. And
Swelling. If your ankle swell or any part of your legs or whatever, you just warm it and tie it on it.
Okay. So you see, people, the herbs that every single bush you see at Jamaica are, them have worldwide, they have some use, but it's just that the use is not yet found out. But a lot of Jamaicans, because Jamaicans never used to go to the doctor. I see somebody want to join the conversation. 732-703. Go ahead and ask a question. I think this is Auntie Martella.
Yes, I was asking her if she knew a bush. One is aniseed or rumgoat dashalang.
Yes, that is good, man. That is very good.
Rumgoat dashalang.
Yes, definitely. Long time I don't hear that name, but I remember it. It's very good, man.
So, Miss Lynette, you know what it's for? What is it used for?
It's for the body. It purifies the body. And if you put a little of the bishy in there, it works.
Okay.
Yeah, man, it's good.
Wow.
And the one called aniseed. The one is one next one is aniseed. You know that one too?
Oh yeah, but you can make that in tea too, and you can ground it, you know, parch it like and ground it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make it tea like we make coffee.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Beautiful. So, folks, you see, these bushes, I mean, we take them for granted because when I, back home in Jamaica, I knew very few of these bushes, only the little ones that surround our home at Dammit, mm-hmm. Core Market area. So we didn't know a lot of these bushes. When you go to the market and see these country people tie up a bunch, and they tell you what these bushes are for. And you take them and go home. If you have scratch, you know, in Pitney, you still have scratch.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. And your beard,
You have one named Marigold. Marigold.
Okay.
That is when you have baby, your grandmother, your midwife will deliver the baby. After they deliver the baby, they boil up some and give it to you, and everything come out. Clean
all
your right
out. All of the coro them say come right out.
Yes. Yes. And everyone to put it. Clean your baby. Yes,
another one, Miss Lynette, you know, because the show is coming to a close. Another one, Miss Lynette, is the white-head bush.
White.
I don't know if you know that one.
No, I mean, I remember that one. Eh?
Okay. Dr. Eddie, do you know this one?
No, I knew that white-head bush one. I'm not familiar with that one.
Okay. 407-866, go ahead with your question. Yeah, somebody, 407-866, go ahead with your question. I see your hand up.
Yes, have you ladies ever used the pimento berry leaves to make tea?
Oh,
yes. That is another one. Good, man. That's really good.
Yes, and because I was just talking to my mom, and she told me you could even steep it on the rum, and like if you have pains or stuff, you could use it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's
true. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I have to just take a little bit, though. Yeah, it is a
good
turnover.
Okay.
Yeah, because I feel a little bit under the weather, and I was mixing up all kind of concoction today. I tip a little white rum in the turmeric, the ginger, the garlic, orange peel, and clove.
Oh,
no.
Oh my God.
You got it, girl.
Yeah,
the pimento berry is also, I remember you can put the pimento berry with little of the campy marijuana liquor. And you put it down for ferment in the same way. But the pimento is used in so many. Of course, it's the Highland Allspice. And guys, you know that Jamaica is the foremost place that you can find pimento. I don't know if this still being the one of the exports way back in the days, the one of the major, I think that was the third export in Jamaica. And, of course, you know, the pimento leaves is what make a part of the jerk so good.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what, you know, that's the aroma of the pimento. That is so beautiful.
When you're cooking the meat, you can use the seed in the seasoning. You season it up, rub it in with it. Oh, my, when you smell it up far away, you smell that fine. When you're browning the meat, man, and it's so nice.
Yeah.
Pimento.
That is
very
so
good.
True.
I have pimento right now. I have pimento right in my cupboard there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, they can make an oil from it too. You have the pimento berry oil. And this is exactly what I'll go along with Cecile again. Here are some of the things that we as the poorer people, or as in our thing in Jamaica, now all of this is spread across the world. Is it being exported? And people are seeing the value of these medicines that some of us didn't appreciate. Because when it come to our Thoracy, a lot of us wouldn't drink Thoracy, which is one of my favorite tastes. Like, Thoracy is so delicious. For a lot of children, I mean, when I was growing up, we couldn't drink coffee, although coffee is drawn in the house. You have your coffee one time to meet people, and you have the bush tea. So the children, they were part of that was the Thoracy and stuff like that. But nowadays, I see here in the States that you can get Thoracy now in the package. They're just like any other tea. Yeah. So these are stuff that we have grown wild in Jamaica that sometimes we never pay no mind to. And now all of a sudden, you know, everybody is looking to these as real good medicine. So
this is another little fun. You're going to laugh about this now because it's a little song that they used to have in Jamaica. And this lady go to doctor. And said, good morning, doctor. I come to ask you, what good for pooping temper? The doctor said, hot ginger, bitter Thoracy. And the woman said, thank you, doctor. And she go home and boil him.
The pooping temper, ginger.
Pooping.
We know what that ginger already is.
That is so funny.
Yeah,
man.
Our culture is so rich. I am not sure if this show can continue. I've been asking Dr. Ev. Okay, so we'll have to close this show at this time. So stay tuned. We're coming back again, okay? Don't go anywhere.
Next week we're going to be back. So all of you guys, call your friend and come on and tell us about the bushes where you know. I'm so happy that we had a listener here talking about that bush because I didn't know about a lot of, you know, some of the stuff that you're talking about. So let's come along, tell your friend, let's talk about things Jamaica and make this thing nice and rich. We can bring back our culture and maybe some of the younger ones can pull away something from this. So next week we'll be back with the show. So tell your friends at 8:30 to come and join us. We're going to be having, I think, coming up on the next show. Mrs. C, what are we going to be having on the next show? When you drop from this show, when you drop, you have to dial back in if you want to listen to the other show. So go ahead.
So we have another show coming up. It's just after this one. It's going to be so spicy. We'll have the witch doctor telling us the predictions for 2022, and you can call any kind of questions you want to ask her. I mean, if you want to get pregnant, she'll tell you how it happened, right? If you want riches, she knows it all. And I mean, people, come on, we're going to have a fun time after this. So come back in, join back the show. It's going to be fire. It's going to be lit. Again, I must thank you, Miss Lynette, for coming on and sharing with us on these two shows. And we look forward again, Miss Lynette, to having you. And again, I wish you a happy new year and long life and prosperity, because your memory turned right up. Okay, girl? So have a blessed night.
Thank you, my dear.
And to all of you who are on my show right now, listen, on a tune back in, because the thing is going to turn up, right? And thank you all again for coming, and see you on the other side. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.